pretending on the wall upon the Sunday, and watching the girls go by, and the thinking might be married soon one day, when Caitlin caught the eye. Caraman, she had the makings of a fairy, and she made the boys all swear, there's not one girl in the whole wide world like the darling girl from Clare.
All right, this is by way of introduction to the writer of The Pigeon in the Taj Mahal. It was written, indeed, by Leisha Sexton from Clare, and is currently playing at the Irish Repertory Theatre, irishrep.org, 212-727-2737. And, of course, at we were here at the Irish Repertory Theatre in the newly refurbished and modern theatre on 22nd Street. It's between 6th and 7th Avenue in the heart of New York's Irish community. And founded by Kieran O'Reilly, Charlotte Moore, the Irish Rep opened its doors in September of 1988 with Sean O'Casey's The Plough and the Stars. And they've been on a great upward swing ever since. It is the only year-round theater company in New York City devoted to bringing Irish and Irish-American works to the stage, recognized with so many awards, I won't even go into them, but again, there are three, and we have picked The Pigeon at the Taj Mahal to feature today. Well, we will do that now when we hear the rest of the Young Wolf Tones and the Darling Girl from Clare. You're listening to IrishRadio.com worldwide.
And they met that girl one day, and I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? Oh, she said, you better go and ask your father, and they met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were waiting for the tower of the darling girl from Clare.
The Irish Repertory Theatre. Nice to be, actually, at the Irish Rep. The Pigeon in the Taj Mahal. John Keating, of course, who's a household name in theatre, as an actor, a director, and if it has to do with the theatre, it has to do with you, John.
Well, thanks for saying that, Adrian. I've been stepping around stages here for a while now, doing my thing, if you want to call it that, enjoying myself.
Yeah, and not only at the Irish Rep, but you have several others, including theatre.
I do a lot of Shakespeare, yeah. I've done a lot of Shakespeare in the last 5 or 6 years, actually, a lot of the comic roles in some of the Shakespearean plays, even the ones that are not comedies.
How did you get started?
Um, I started in, you know, I was working on a different career in Dublin. I was working as a public relations executive, and I saw this ad in the paper for a weekend course in the Irish Times. And I went along and auditioned and started doing it. And I loved it. And so I was in a tough job, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, but I loved doing this couple of hours on a Saturday. And that was it for me. After about a year of doing that, I was like, I think I'm going to try and do this for a while. Because I just enjoyed it so much more than anything I'd ever done.
Irish playwright and actress Leisha Sexton, your play, The Pigeon and the Taj Mahal, amazing for an Irish audience, they're trying to figure out, you're going to tell us, first of all, about The Pigeon and the Taj Mahal.
About what it's about is a hen party, a bride-to-be who gets lost in the west of Ireland one night and gets rescued by an outsider who's sort of displaced, and in turn they kind of end up rescuing each other. It's a modern story that takes place in rural Ireland in County Clare in Kilkee, actually where I grew up. So it's sort of...
So you know what you're talking about.
Yes. It sort of hits on a lot of themes of... Like I always talk about, it was funny, you know, because we always lived in hotels. When I was little, my dad was managing hotels. So, you know, and then all the Limerick people would come in down in the bus, and there was nightclubs, and there was, you know, partying and everything. But then up the road, you'd have farmers living with their mothers, and we're all so close, you know, sort of living together in sort of, you know, it's such a strange kind of just the difference in, you know, down the road, what was going on. And so I've tried to sort of do this in this play. There's a whole sort of rural against urban, modern against traditional, mythology against technology. So you see, the pigeon kind of stands for the old world of Ireland, and he's kind of lost because he hasn't really kept up with the modern world. And then these women are like urban, they're actually settled travellers from Limerick.
Yes.
They come down to Kilkee for the night to celebrate the hen party.
Now,
get lost.
Just on the settled travellers, many travelling to Ireland, of course, would you can tell when they were there last if they talk about, you know, caravans and tents on the side of the road and whatever. What is the profile of the traveller in Ireland today?
Oh wow, I don't know if I'd be the right person to give a complete
I can throw it to John Keating because, you know, he's a dub. He ought to know.
I do know about it, but you know, there's a lot of trouble with the travelling situation in the last few years. There's been a lot of documentaries on it.
Yes.
In Limerick particularly, where I grew up also, you know, there's been a lot of trouble. Settled traveller is someone who's not on the road anymore, who's actually
been assigned to housing.
Yeah, and really it'd be something similar to like the projects here. They're not necessarily the nicest areas.
Yeah. But they're secure and they're fine.
Yeah, and then you also have, you know, it's not an easy situation to sum up in a few sentences because it's quite controversial at the moment.
Yeah.
I made these women be settled travellers because the whole idea in the play about home and searching for home and what is home, and, you know, what is home to one person and then to another person, what that means, you know, so that's why I have them as settled travellers.
Is it a funny play?
It's very funny and dark.
Dark and funny.
Dark and funny, rich and John.
Dark, funny and rich.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
John, and you're acting in it.
Yes, I'm an actor. Yeah.
The bride-to-be.
I play the bride-to-be.
The bride-to-be.
Yeah, Lolly.
Yeah.
So, and he finds me in the brush near his home. And it also deals with a lot of, you know, nature and sort of, you know, that feeling of being in the countryside, and it's something that's always very close to me growing up around there. You know, that kind of imagination and going wild and that kind of.
When you decide to write a play, have you written a lot of stuff that gave you that impetus to, you know, to move on and get to New York and.
I started writing because I'm an actor and I'm female.
Yeah.
And obviously, there's not a lot of roles for all of us. Particularly in the huge canon of Irish storytelling, we're always, it's either, yeah, you know, you're the little sort of sacrificial virgin or you're the owl one, you know, so I didn't fit into either. So I started writing.
I'm going to have to write that down.
Yeah. I wrote my first play in 2013. I wrote a play before years ago when I was like 19 or 20, and it was about Bridget Cleary and Tipperary, and it was as big as a phone book and whatever, but I just left that be. And then in 2013 wrote my first play, which was produced by the Irish Rep, and then I wrote a second play in 2014, and I wrote this last year at the end of 2015.
John Keating, you know, you have played so many roles, but you are an actor, you're a writer, you're a director. How do they mingle?
I started directing because I felt it might make me a little bit better as an actor. And that's the way I still feel, actually. Anytime I direct a play, and I don't direct that often, maybe once a year if I can manage it, I feel I'm a little bit better as an actor every time that I direct a play. So
and
I don't know if that's selfish or not, but I've always felt.
And you dabble in film and film work and...
I've done some films, and we did one recently called Emerald City, actually, which has just had its first screening in London, and it's about Irish construction workers in their 40s in New York.
Yeah.
At present day.
Don't forget to travel if you want to go to work.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
About now the audio book.
Yes.
What an interesting area of field that is.
It is. It's complete.
You're an actor, you're a director, you're just about everything if you hit an audiobook, and again, this has to...
It's true. Audiobooks are like nothing else. It's you in a room for 7 hours.
And you're talking about... How many have you done?
I've done about... Actually, I know it's easy to keep track because Audible keeps track for you. So I've done about 150 books. I never thought I'd read 150 books in my life, but I've narrated about 150 audiobooks.
Are there books you pick up and say, no, that's not me?
Yes, there are, definitely. But I've been very lucky with, I do a lot of the contemporary Irish ones, which is one of my favourite hobbies, is reading contemporary Irish stuff. So,
For anybody who is listening to the programme, and if you think that somebody's getting mugged in the background here, this is actually, we're coming to you from the Irish Repertory Theatre, where, of course, there's a lot of rehearsals, Finian's Rainbow playing, the Pigeon at the Taj, in the Taj Mahal, is playing until December 31st. Can you give us, like, a taste?
Sure.
A taste
Absolutely.
Of it?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you know I need to get through this night? Do you know that you do?
I've got a bottle.
You got a bottle?
Mammy's little helper. Kept in kind for a special occasion. Thank you very much indeed.
That's pure manky, that is. Oh, like vinegar, that is.
Tis nor vinegar. Tis the secret drink.
Oh, you and your secret road, secret drinks.
Putchine.
Well, that's no secret. They sell that in the airport.
Putchine was produced locally in remote rural areas around Ireland for private consumption. Outlawed in 1771, it remained illegal until the late 19th century. Traditionally distilled from a malt of barley base and heated over a turf fire in a copper pot for several days, hence the name Putchine.
What are you, Wikipedia?
This particular bottle was purchased off Eddie Quilty, be the mammy.
It's local. It's pure brew-like.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Be strong-like.
Oh, it would, yeah.
You got a mixer. Red Bull. Club Orange.
Oh, you want soft.
No, I want to get rid of the pure... Oh, like painting her, that is. Oh, what are you gawking at? I mean, I told you not to be gawking.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Well, sit down and stop standing over me like a gowl.
Oh, I will.
Oh, It's great. It has had tremendous reviews. It is definitely something. The Clare is coming out in you there. Your County Clare as well.
Yeah,
as
I don't know if there's many plays written about County Clare or in County Clare.
Okay. It is, again, it's the Pigeon in the Taj Mahal, and it is excellent. I suggest you go see it, but do it soon, running until December 31st. The Irish Rep on 22nd Street between 6th and 7th Avenue, 212-727-2737. Or the you can log on to irishrep.org. And if you're listening to us on irishradio.com, we'll connect you directly to the Irish Rep and irishrep.org. You're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.